Not many guys know more about offensive positions on the Vikings coaching staff than our guest right now, Kevin Stefanski, who's been an assistant coach with the Vikings since 2006.
That's right.
Kevin, I think you've about run the gamut on the offensive side of the ball, which is ironic because when you played, if I'm not mistaken, you played defensive back.
That's true. I know. I'm trying to make my way through it. I still got offensive line and wide receivers to check off at some point here.
Because right now you're doing quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Back to the quarterbacks. So I broke into it a little bit with the quarterbacks way back when in 2009. So I spent 5 years with those guys. Then bounced over to the tight ends for 2 years, the running backs for 1 year, and now back with quarterbacks.
What has all that taught you?
A lot, and there's this game is pretty complicated, and you can go pretty far down the rabbit hole if you choose to. So it's really fun to follow the in-depth coaching points of the tight end play, running back play, protections, run game, and you can really run the gamut where if you kind of stay in one position, you have cursory knowledge of those other positions, but really when you dive down into it, it's been great to kind of unlock that whole puzzle, if you
will. Well, what kind of room do you have with the quarterbacks right now?
Pretty fun. Pretty talented, too. It's a great group. Across the board, they've played a lot of football. They've won a lot of games. They've thrown a lot of touchdown passes, so there's some pretty good talent in there.
Sam Bradford being here for a full offseason, you know, I think we might get lulled to sleep by that because he showed up 8 days before the regular season but still played well.
Correct, yeah.
But now having a full offseason with you guys, how is that going to help him?
Well, I think as much as we talk about knowing yourself in the quarterback room, or any room that is, just knowing what your talents are, you then got to know your teammates, and you got to know the defense. So right now, in this spring and the summer, what we're really working on is knowing your teammates. So a guy like Sam, he can now put a book together on all his wide receivers, on his tight ends. How do they come out of the break? Where do they like the football? Those type of things, where he was able to perform at a high level last year without that information. So I think it's just we're so impressed with how he did it last year, and now he's kind of, all right, back to square one, really try to understand my teammates, and then that'll help me moving forward.
Yeah, so do you get a sense of something else that's really good about his skill set that maybe you didn't know last year? Because he came here and did so well, and I think a lot of that maybe was just his natural talent. Mm. But now that he's able to really hone in and focus, and as you said, get to know his teammates better, what is it about him that you really appreciate?
I'm so impressed with him in the classroom. And now he's been in a bunch of different offenses. He's played for a bunch of different coaches. And you can tell the guy's just well-rounded. He knows football. And he knows different languages, having played in those systems. So he knows where the bones are buried in a lot of this offense.
Sam takes the snap, looks to the right, fires to the right, back right of the end zone. Kyle Rudolph, touchdown, Vikings! Sam Bradford's first touchdown pass goes the way of Kyle Rudolph.
What players appreciate from coaches and I think from their teammates is somebody who's real. And that's one thing about Sam. He is who he is. So, yeah, is he not going to grab a guy the back of the jersey and really, you know, get after him? No, but he's got his own way about him that the players really appreciate, and it is just, it's really cool to see him operate.
Also really cool to see Teddy on the field, not participating in OTAs or practice, at least not yet, but participating in his rehab out there with the guys, kind of fun to watch.
It's been awesome. And Teddy, I mean, day by day by day is just blowing people away with how he looks out there. But more than that, what you don't see is he's great in the meeting room. Teddy is a Hall of Fame teammate. So he is just helping the guys in the meeting room, out on the field, and it's all positions. You'll see him out there. He's always hanging with the running backs or hanging with the wide receivers and explaining things maybe a little bit differently for them. So we're all just blown away with what he's done so far and just can't wait to see what's going to happen in the future for him.
With Taylor Heinicke, what's your evaluation of Taylor and what does he still have to work on, but what do you really like about him?
Yeah, Taylor's doing a great job, and the thing with Taylor is there's just not a ton of tape on him yet. You know, we really missed out on a preseason there for him, so all these reps are just great for him. We get to see what he can do, and he's showing us what he can do, and he's showing himself, and his skill set is pretty unique. He can really move around. And he's got a really strong arm. So we're just, it's fun to see each day Taylor kind of comes to work and puts it together, and it's kind of impressive to see.
You also have Wes Lunt. So how does that work with Taylor and Wes? Because both guys are, I think maybe fair to say the developmental category, maybe not, you know, to put words in your mouth, but how do you guys talk about parsing out the reps and servicing both of those guys the same?
Well, when you're playing quarterback, there's only one guy, right? So there's not a lot of reps to go around, whereas if you're a wide receiver, sometimes there's four of you out there on one play. So with the quarterbacks, one of the most important things of a backup quarterback is the ability to play without any reps. So for Wes, a rookie, you know, good example here, is he getting a ton of reps? No, but those few that he does get, he better perform.
How about Case Keenum? We don't know him very well. This is his first year with us.
Very impressed with Case. Another guy who's played a lot of football, been in a couple different systems. He's a pro's pro. I mean, you're not going to get anything by him. So in the meeting room, he's been excellent. On the practice field, the guys have really gotten behind him. Case has a pretty good skill set. I mean, go back to the college days. I mean, they chuck the ball all around. So he's doing a nice job for us, and we're enjoying having him around.
Pat Shurmur, what does he want out of the quarterback position?
I think Pat sees the quarterback as a decision maker, and he's got the keys to the car. And I think specifically he's going to let those guys kind of play and trust them because they've earned the trust to be, you know, the older guys and the vets. And I think we're trying to put together the Viking offense. And I think Pat would probably say the same thing. We're trying to do what's best for every player and tailor this thing to the guys we have.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask you to evaluate, you know, the guys in other positions. Mm-hmm. But because you're coaching the quarterbacks, I think you maybe cast your gaze on them maybe more than some other coaches. Mm-hmm. So the pieces that Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer have put around the quarterback position, what have you noticed this offseason?
Whew, man, it's fun. You know, you could kind of go down the list here. And the running back room where I just came from, I walked by with Coach Paul Malu there, and we just got some real good players in there. And that's a beautiful thing to have some good players across the board. A wide receiver, the quarterbacks could probably answer this question better. I mean, they enjoy throwing to a lot of these guys. There's a comfort level from Diggsy to Adam to Laquan. Michael Floyd just got on campus here. He's doing a great job. Jarius Wright. So it's just we have a bunch of pieces of the puzzle. And then at the tight end position with what Kyle is capable of, it makes obviously a quarterback's job easier when you have a well-rounded group surrounding you.
Are you having fun doing this?
Yeah, we're having a blast. We just can't wait to get down to Mankato and get this thing rolling.
Yeah, well, you know, this time of year with mini camps having wrapped up and OTAs wrapped up, you got a few weeks before you go down to Mankato. Is it hard to keep football off your mind, or what do you like to do?
No. When you got three kids running around, it's football somehow becomes the last thing on my mind.
It's kind of tougher than taking care of some of the players, maybe.
Oh, yeah, especially with my crew. They make life hard on me. No, they're great, and they're as big of fans as there are out there, too. So they're probably itching for football season probably more than I am at this point.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for all your work. See you in Mankato.
Thanks, Bobby.